This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The State Department is embracing the use of artificial intelligence to assist its employees in planning their career paths. Don Bauer, the chief technology officer of the State Department's Bureau of Global Talent Management, announced that the department has obtained authorization to use AI on sensitive internal data. This allows them to explore the potential of generative AI and make informed decisions based on internal information. Previously, other government agencies had placed restrictions on the use of generative AI tools in the workplace. However, the State Department is now actively considering the implications of generative AI for its mission. Generative AI has the ability to summarize and extract information from multiple sources, making it particularly appealing to the diplomatic community. The State Department is encouraging its employees to familiarize themselves with the technology while being cautious not to include any sensitive information. One specific application being considered by the department is the use of generative AI to develop career paths for employees. A demonstration project is underway to extract skills from resumes and create pipelines for career progression. By identifying specific career paths and the skills required for each, the department aims to assist employees in recognizing the skills they need and provide them with the necessary training through a learning management system. The State Department is also placing a strong emphasis on workforce training around AI to ensure a common understanding within the organization. Don Bauer stressed the importance of training and the need for accurate HR data to support AI use cases. The rise of AI applications has increased the pressure on agencies to improve their data maturity. The department is exploring the use of AI to identify and correct discrepancies in HR data and other areas. This data cleanup exercise is crucial for maintaining robust data models that decision makers rely on. The Energy Department is also adopting AI in various areas. Bridget Carper, the department's deputy CIO for Architecture, Engineering, Technology, and Innovation, highlighted the use of generative AI for enhanced cybersecurity and improving the customer experience of individuals and organizations applying for federal grants. The department is providing a sandbox environment for employees to experiment with generative AI, recognizing the value of hands-on experience and education. Overall, both the State Department and the Energy Department are embracing AI technologies to enhance their operations. The State Department sees generative AI as a valuable tool for career planning, while the Energy Department is leveraging AI for cybersecurity and improving user experiences. These government agencies are adapting to the increasing importance of AI and recognizing the need for proper training and data management to maximize its benefits.